my life and see if this resonates with any of you. When things are stressful, it seems as though I can't escape the chaos, even in my own head. At times when things are not going well, crisis times, it feels as though everything is swirling around me, and it's just all I can do just to keep going and to keep my head above water. When I think about times like that, my mind immediately goes to when my mom was sick and in the hospital. I was driving back and forth to Omaha almost every weekend to be with her and to take care of things for her. That year, I was also directing the Christmas program at our church in Watertown. I had 3 elementary school-aged kids. I had a job and a workplace that was stress-inducing on the best of days. And I had a husband, all of which needed my time and attention. I felt pulled in a million different directions, and no matter where I was or what I was doing, I felt guilt for not being there for somebody else. If I was in Omaha with Mom, I felt like I was neglecting Verge and the boys. If I didn't go to Omaha, I felt like I was letting my mom down. I resented my job because it took up so much of my time and I couldn't be there with Mom for her doctor's appointments because I had to be at work Monday through Friday. But even more chaotic than juggling all of these things was the chaos in my mind. Thoughts swirled faster than I could even grasp onto them. Thoughts of grief, of guilt, of anger. Questions about the future and the uncertainty that we face with Mom's diagnosis. Fear of going to sleep and missing a call from the hospital. Now, I am one of those people who will think up every possible horrible situation that can come from any given scenario. Do we have any others like that out there? Please tell me I'm not alone. I tell you what, when I am stressed and fearful, my thoughts would rival any horror movie ever made. And so when in times like this, when my mom was sick, it felt as though that there was noise and chaos surrounding me, both from without and from within. And I wonder if that's a little bit what Elijah was feeling on top of that mountain. You see, he had been trying to lead the people back to God. But under the rule of Ahab and Jezebel, the people were worshiping false gods. And Jezebel was threatening to have Elijah killed. He was scared. He ran for his life. He even thought about giving up, and he had prayed to God, God, just end my life. Fear, confusion, anxiety, stress, thoughts of suicide. These sounds like problems of today, as much as they were problems thousands of years ago. And after Elijah finally found sleep that night, after praying for God to just end it all, a messenger of God came and told him, Elijah, get up and eat. Have something to drink. For those of you who were here last week, I said, our God is a God who likes to eat. God sent a messenger to tell Elijah to have a snack. Okay? Our God likes food. He knows that we need food. So Elijah got up. He had something to eat, and then he traveled up the mountain and into a cave. And he cried out to God in the darkness of that cave that he had been doing what he thought was right and righteous and holy, but now the people wanted to kill him. Crying out in the night about all of the injustices, all of the stresses, all of the anxieties and the fears. Man, I have had those nights. I know the tossing and the turning that they bring. But that night, Elijah heard God's voice telling him, go out of the cave. God's going to be passing by. And as Elijah got to the entrance of the cave, he could hear the wind. A wind so strong that stones were breaking apart from the mere force of it. And as the winds began to die down, the ground began to shake beneath his feet. And after the earthquake came a fire threatening to consume him, But Elijah couldn't find God in the wind, in the earthquake, or in the fire. When our minds and our lives are reeling with stress and fear and anxiety, it can feel as though we are in a storm. We can feel as though we are being buffeted from every side by winds knocking us about. Life feels unsteady, very much like the ground shaking beneath our feet. And there are times where everything bears down on us and it does feel as though we will be consumed by the flames. But what Elijah found on that mountain was that in all of that noise, in all of that chaos, in all of that fear and anxiety, he couldn't hear God. Only when it all stopped, only when all of the noise was quieted, did he hear God's voice speaking to him in the silence. It's not that God hadn't been speaking before, he just couldn't hear it. Scripture says God wasn't in the wind, wasn't in the earthquake or the fire. God didn't send those things to Elijah. I think they were a manifestation of all that Elijah had brought with him. But God was there with him all along, even though Elijah couldn't hear him. Elijah was too consumed with his situation to be able to acknowledge God's presence. And I don't know about you, but I've been there. I have been so wrapped up in my problems, in my fears, in my anxieties, that I drowned out God's voice with all of my worrying and complaining. And so the question is, how do we quiet the noise? In our reading from Mark, there is a lot happening in the background of this little passage. Earlier in that chapter, Jesus had sent out the disciples in pairs to preach, to teach, to heal, and to cast out demons. And while they were gone, John the Baptist was beheaded. And as we begin our reading today, the disciples have just come back from their journey. They are exhausted but anxious to tell Jesus all that had happened, the good and the bad. Life was a whirlwind for them. Their ministry was growing. The word was spreading. But it maybe wasn't such a good time to be a preacher, a rabbi, a healer. John, Jesus' cousin and predecessor in ministry, had been brutally murdered. That had to weigh on their minds. The disciples had seen great things on their journey, but they had to have been filled with fear at the news of John's death. And Jesus sees all of this nervous energy. He can see that they are worn out both emotionally and physically. But he also knows that the work isn't over, that there is more to do. And so what does he do? Does he send them right back to work? Nope. He says they need to eat. Are you seeing a theme here? He calls them away from all of the busyness, from all of the stress, away from all of the anxiety to a deserted place. He tells them to take a step back, a step away, to quiet all that is going on around them. Jesus knows that only in the quiet will they find their center once again, find that place where God can be heard in their lives and they can be grounded in purpose, in mission, and in love. They needed to step away from it all, even for just a short time, to find the quiet. You know, these two stories and their parallels in our lives, I think, are exactly why we need our camp and retreat ministries. Not just our kids, but all of us. We all need to step away from the storms of life and step into the quiet where we can reconnect with God. Now, maybe you're thinking that camping's just for kids, and what do kids have to be stressed about? After all, kids don't pay bills, they don't go to work. But studies show that kids today are dealing with more stress, more anxiety than most of us will ever imagine. And they don't have all of the tools and the resources available to them that we do to help them deal with it. Camp is a place where they can center themselves, where they can step away from all that is scary and difficult and stressful and just be kids. They get that experience of reconnecting with nature. of building relationships based on faith, and they learn the spiritual disciplines. But guess what? Adults have those same opportunities at our camps. Now, these camps have come a long way since I was a kid. Many of our facilities are more like a hotel anymore than a rustic camp experience. And there are so many opportunities for all of us year-round to utilize our camps and to step away and to quiet all of the noise in our lives too. Jesus modeled for us over and over again an example of stepping away from the chaos, away from the stress, to pray, to restore ourselves, body, mind, and spirit. And just as Elijah found God in the quiet, so too can we. But you know, Elijah had to come out of the cave to find that. He had to come out of his self-induced hiding. Our lives can too often resemble caves. We move from home to work and back again, trying to avoid dealing with much out in the world because, quite frankly, it's overwhelming. The pain and the suffering that's out there, the hate and the vitriol that is out there can be too much, and we can't deal with it all. But we have to come out of the cave. And nature is one of the best places to reconnect with God. Jesus showed us this. Jesus went to a garden to pray. Elijah went up a mountain to hear God. Jesus took the disciples out on a boat to do it to a deserted place. We need to break ourselves out of our routines. We need to step away from the hustle and the bustle and surround ourselves with God's beautiful creation and reconnect on a soul level with our Creator. So whether today life feels like a storm or not, I hope that each and every one of you would find a time to move into the quiet, to find that deserted place, and to listen for the still, soft voice of God calling you, telling you you are beloved, and reminding you that God cares for you and will take care of you now and forever. Amen.